April the, what, 11th, 10th? April the 10th, I think.
I believe it's 10th.
Okay, if something happened last April the 10th, you'd say that happened?
Last year, okay. April the 10th.
Okay. And if you go out and, well, a spring day, if it's the temperature is nice and there's no rain or anything, you'd say, well, it sure is a what?
Pretty spring day.
Okay. If it's kind of cloudy and rainy, you'd say it's a
kind of a cloudy day.
Okay. We were saying a minute ago, today is the 10th is today, the 9th was what?
Yesterday.
Okay, and the 11th will be?
Tomorrow.
Okay. If somebody came to see you, not last Sunday, but the Sunday before that, well, how would you say?
2 weeks ago.
Okay. And if, would you say, in the future, would you say Sunday a week or next Sunday?
Sunday a week.
Okay. You ever hear anybody use the term fortnight to mean 2 weeks? Fortnight?
Well, I don't know. Okay. Well, I don't
know. What about on a building that you might have for storing corn?
It goes crib.
Okay, did you have a certain building for storing grain?
Yeah, but it'd be up in the loft now.
Okay. Let's see, what about did you ever cut hay?
Oh, yeah.
And out in the field, after you cut it, you'd put it in a what?
Well, in the loft, we didn't have.
Oh, okay, you didn't make big stacks out in the field, really?
Well, we have, but we not much, you know. But we have, on account of not having a room in the loft, we call it, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, have our crib full of corn and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it'd be a stack.
Okay. What about a special place or a special barn or something for cattle?
In the cow stall, we'd say.
Okay. Where are horses kept in?
In a stable.
Okay. What about a place outside the barn, maybe, where cows are put up to be milked?
Well, it'd be in the loft. We'd call it in the loft, yeah.
What about a place where you keep hogs?
In a pen, hog pen.
Okay. A place where you might keep milk and butter, or where you might go to buy milk and butter?
Well, I guess
it's
a grocery store.
Okay, well, did you ever, a place where a person who doesn't sell anything but milk and butter would be running a what?
Oh, that'd be the
dairy.
Okay. A place where your cattle graze.
Yeah, in the pasture.
Okay. When you get out and thin out cotton with a hoe, what are you doing?
I was hoeing cotton.
Okay, you ever call it chopping cotton?
Oh, yeah. Chopping cotton.
You chop it first and you hoe it second.
Yeah, that's what you do. But you have to thin it out, you know, when you go with the...
What's the worst kind of grass that'll grow in a cotton field that's hard?
Well, I think crabgrass. We have more trouble with crabgrass than anything.
What about some different kinds of fences that you can think of? What?
Rail fences. We have rail fences.
Okay. You don't see many of them anymore.
No, but you see a few, you know, but you don't have that much on the farm. It's always water.
Mm-hmm. What about a kind of a wire that you might put around where you're keeping cattle?
Well, with barbed wire.
What about a little fence that you might put around a garden or something?